Zondervan presents Lost Melody by Lori Copeland and Virginia Smith, read by Emily Durante. Chapter 1. December 8.
Taxi, ma'am.
Jill paused on the sidewalk just outside her hotel. Taxi or subway? A taxi would get her to 7th Avenue early, with plenty of time to sign in and get her bearings before the workshop began. It would probably cost a ton, though. Everything in New York cost 5 times more than she'd budgeted for this trip. Besides, her legs itched for a walk. She needed to work off some of the excited energy that had kept her up most of the night. Carnegie Hall, here I come. She fastened the top button of her coat beneath her chin and smiled at the hotel doorman. No, thank you. They told me at the front desk there's a subway station nearby. The man pointed a gloved hand down the street.
Just around that corner. Can't miss it.
Jill hitched the leather strap of her music portfolio higher on her shoulder and took off at a brisk pace over concrete wet with melted snow. Clouds the color of the fat pigeons she'd seen strutting through Central Park yesterday threatened to gift the city with more snow before the morning ended. Of course, she'd run out of her room without her hat. She shot an "I dare you to snow on my parade" grin toward the sky. Steam rose in thick ribbons from gutters to pollute her airspace with unpleasant underground odors, which she ignored. Yellow flashed in the corner of her eye, and a taxicab sped past, spraying the sidewalk with dirty slush. A few heavy drops hit her left pant leg. She gasped and slid to a stop to examine the damage. Not bad, thank goodness. When she got to the Institute, she'd run a wet paper towel over the black fabric, and they'd be good as new. A completely un-Jill-like giggle tickled.